and they said rap was crap and liver. Half this brand to the floor came with a cooler name. Made you dance and prance and drove the fans insane. Name is Run, my son. Number one for fun. Not a gun that's done and get done by none. The other act and fact is just whack, I kill.
What?
It's Fun, my son, and Run heads the bill. Who's high?
WYXR 91.7 FM, our house together, not Run's house, not my house, our house.
Whose house?
Maxwell's house. Oh, man, that was fun, man. Sharonda brought it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the pressures on, man.
I know. I was in the back room when she was closing out there, and all I could hear was that bell ringing over and over.
The bell
was
ringing. We've got Lang Whitaker here today. Lang, how you feeling?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Man, this is fun,
where's
man.
Money?
You know, Pledge Drive, it has to be amped up or else, you know, you'll burn out, man. I mean, this is a real effort around the
for
clock
sure.
to make sure that people know that, you know, we truly, truly need their support. And we thank you for being a participant in the Get Buck competition.
Yeah.
You and your family have been great to WYXR. So I'm glad that you oblige and humor us to even be here.
Look, otherwise I would be sitting at home watching like whatever the SEC game is on CBS right now. So like I'm glad to be here, and I love music. I love playing music. I've had a life that sort of was molded by music, and I had a career out of music early on, and then kind of transitioned more to sports stuff, which I do now with the Grizzlies. But so that's why I started with Run's House. I grew up Southern Baptist in Atlanta and didn't really know much about music outside of that world. And when I went to public school, I had these friends. The first concert I went to, JJ Fad, EPMD,
heavy hitters,
Public Enemy, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And then the headliner was Run DMC doing Run's House. It was that tour, and I got to see him live.
I think that, you know, after 50 years of hip hop, I'd still would really want to see that show.
The best part was Jam Master Jay came down, like his turntables were in the ceiling.
Wow.
And he came down from the ceiling scratching to Run's House as that song started. And that album had just come out. They had done, like, you know, Tougher Than Leather and the first ones, Raising Hell, but that one came out, and like, so they were already like pretty big stars at the time. So it was pretty awesome.
You know, you've been in Memphis how many years now?
Season seven with the Grizzlies.
With the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, what has Memphis meant to you, and how has this community sort of played a role in shaping Lang?
Yeah, I was telling someone yesterday, actually. The thing I love about Memphis is it is what it is, and it doesn't try to be something it's not.
Right.
You know, when we went to New York this summer, I was up there with YXR and we were trying to like spread the word. And I was telling people, I was like, you know, like so many times you go to places and you meet people and they're trying to tell you, hey, this is what I am. This is what we are. This city does this. Memphis doesn't care. Like Memphis is like, this is what we are. And we're unapologetic about it. Absolutely. And this is it. Absolutely. And I love that about Memphis.
No doubt. Well, we love having you here. We got more music. And I know you said each of these songs has a story.
A little bit of it, yeah. So, like, from Run DMC, like, I didn't really have anyone who, like, could teach me about music and what's cool and what's cool about it. I had this cousin who lived in Alabama. She was like, do you know about Sting? I was like, no. I didn't even know about the Police. Sting comes to Atlanta. We go to the concert. I buy the album. And I start kind of looking into it. And then from Sting, it kind of branched into... Oh, look, the saxophone player is Branford Marsalis. Who is this? Yeah. Oh, a jazz guy. The bassist is Daryl Jones. Now he's with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
The drummer is Omar Hakim. What band was he in? Weather Report? What's that? So right, then right. I start like researching all these things, and it kind of branched into all these other things. So
That's heavy.
So for Sting, that's where it goes.
Well, let's get into a little Sting. We'll get into some more stories. WYXR.org is the place you can get into to get involved with this competition. Lang is second on the hot seat. And Sharonda, she burned it up, raised over $2,000 with her campaign. We'll be counting. We'll be counting until 6 p.m. So you can go ahead and support Lang Whitaker. Go to WYXR.org. You'll be supporting radio in Memphis, nonprofit style, volunteer style. We'll get into a little Sting. WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. It's Jared J.B. Boyd. I'm hanging out with Lang Whitaker. You got to announce a donation.
Nice, yeah. My wife gave us some more money.
That's always a good place
hey,
to start.
Hey, I'm up for it, yeah.
You know, I'll go ahead and admit this. This is probably the first time I felt insecure a little bit in the driver's seat for one of these things. Because, I mean, you're in media, and, you know, I've been to the studios up at the Grind City.
You were there like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And you know, everything is so much more thought out than what we do here in the studio. It's a good thing, though. We are always...
You've never watched The Odds Couple, the show Rob Fisher and I do.
It's, you know, we like to have fun. We like to improvise up here. So, yeah. You know, I just... Yeah, you know, don't watch too much of the buttons I'm pushing.
I don't know how to do any of those buttons. I leave that to John Roser and CJ Hurt and Bennett Doyle.
Yeah, I felt like I'll need to count you in before we started talking again. All right, I was like, you know, I should say, hey, we're about to do it. Yeah. There's no 5, 4, and 3. So we heard a little bit of REM. Tell me a bit about, is there a story?
I picked that one because I went to University of Georgia and didn't really know much about rock music. And then I get there and REM is all you hear all the time there. Mm. And So that was sort of like my background into that. And when I was at Georgia, Pearl Jam came out, bands like that, and Nirvana and all that. And that's kind of when I started understanding that. Then I moved back to Atlanta and started my career in media. And the weekly paper in Atlanta needed someone to write about urban music. And as it turns out, I had gone to middle school with some guys who had started a band and were doing pretty well for themselves starting out. And it was kind of really good timing for me, and it was amazing. And it's kind of been the band that has sort of defined my life as a music listener, fan, etc.
And, you know, as someone who is a fan of all those things, I mean, what role does WYXR play in just your tapestry, your understanding of yeah. what's going on with music right now?
What I love about WYXR is when I'm in my car, I flip it on, and I don't know what's going to be on there.
Yeah.
There might be like a very somber discussion about starting a business. There might be some world music. There might be a whole show about music from some place I've never heard of. There might be popular music now on. Yeah. And I think already I've played some eclectic stuff, but like I love listening to stuff that all over the place, and I love that YXR has that, you know, when I listen.
For sure, for sure. Well, we're going to stick in Georgia with this next song. I remember it being a big deal when I was a kid, but also, I mean, it's a group that everyone loves, Outkast.
But the song, this song to me, like the first time I heard it, it sounded like it came from outer space.
Yeah.
Like what in the world is this? There's nothing else like this at that time, really. And especially from a popular group sure. that would do something like this. So,
all right, we're going to jump into it. You can go to WYXR.org to jump into this competition. The Get Buck competition is fierce.
Donate.
Oh, come on.
Give us some money.
You can donate if you love that variety, if you love Lang, or if you just love WYXR.
Or if you love JB.
Let's do it.
Yeah, inch-club national, underground, thunderbounds when I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan, you can't stop a train. Who wants some, don't come unprepared, I'll be there. But when I leave there, better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net, but this be the year that we won't forget. 1999, I need anything gold. Be what you wanna be, long as you know consequences. Forgiving for living the fences. Too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale. For you, got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it, rag top. Before you re-up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dust and coal. Reckon number four, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake on the Azonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows and block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the weapon's in order. Like a three-piece fist before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk a bell, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. I'm a microphone fiend trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That one gets me up, man.
I know. I can't sit still. Sorry.
It's like
Uh-oh. Hey, Ellen, thank you.
Thanks, Ellen, for donating.
Hope you and the kids and everybody like hearing a little Outkast in the middle of the day.
That's right. That's right. This song right here, let's do a little Stevie.
Yeah, this is the other one that kind of, the artist who really, to me, is like sort of the person who kind of like opened my eyes to what music is and can be and everything else. And this song is, I didn't grow up listening to all the Stevie Wonder songs. And I was at a concert one time, you know, like before like artists come on stage and they'll just play music. This song was playing and I didn't know what it was, but I had that stuck in my head for a month.
Wow.
And I could not get that little melody, just those six notes or whatever, out of my head. And finally, I was asking other people and stuff, and I found out what the song was. And, you know, and I also just love that there's artists like Stevie Wonder who this song, He's Mr. Know-It-All, can be his 100th best song or something. Like, you know, like he has so many amazing songs. And like, if I wrote the song, this would be the greatest thing I ever did. But these other people are able to do so much stuff. So,
well, you know, I think the greatest thing that you've done today is come up to WYXR, help us raise some money. It's a pledge drive party. Sharonda played a song off this album too. So y'all got a little, she played Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we got a little synergy there, community there. She waved in the window. That was a power play, is what that was.
I'm sure.
Yeah. She said, oh, I like Sting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Sharonda making it hot. Well, we're still having so much fun. We've still got about, all right, never mind. We're not going to do math right now. I'm running on fumes. So we've got more music, more minutes, more things to talk about.
Let's go to this one here. Right around this time, and right around 2001, my wife now and I moved to New York City. And we were in New York. I was working for Slam Magazine. Same company did XXL and various other magazines. So I kind of got to be in the middle of basketball and music and culture and all these other things. And I was in New York City on 9/11. And on 9/11, 2001, that was the day The Blueprint was supposed to come out by Jay-Z. And like a lot of people were really fired up about, it was a Tuesday, everybody was fired up about, hey, this new album's coming out today. And then 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And we lived through that. But in my mind, New York City to me, and I always associate it with Heart of the City by Jay-Z.
Well, also features a sample of Bobby Blue Bland.
Bobby Blue Bland and produced by Kanye.
There you go. All right.
Somebody got a problem with hope. What's up, y'all dog fed up? Cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young spitting at me, young rappers getting at me. My big, but they did it exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause hate when you getting money like athletes. Youngins ice grilling me. Oh, you not feeling me fine. It costs you nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin. Ain't got time for frontin'. Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. Damn, low mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do. Hopefully, they're menage before I reach my garage. I don't want much, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drawers. Bird at, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waiting in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? I said, where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of time.
Yeah. And then the Fuji's gon' break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got something to say. What's all the fussing for? Because I'm grubbing more, and I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like round ball. Now I don't wanna have to kill sound ball. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4 pound ball. Look, scrap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cactus, I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take the and I did. Handle my biz, I scramble like Randall with his. Cut in hand, but the only thing running is numbers, fam. Jigga held you down 6 summers, damn, where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
to love.
Ain't no love in the heart of time.
How about
ain't no love.
Take him to church.
In the heart of the city.
Where's the love?
Ain't no love in the heart of time.
Been rich and prior going burn up. And Ike and Tina turn up, break up. Then I wake up to more bullshit. You knew me before records, you never disrespected me. Now that I'm successful, you pull it. I step on your porch, step to your boss. Let's end the speculation, I'm talking to all of y'all. Male shouldn't be jealous, that's a female trait. What you mad cause you push dimes and he sell weight? Y'all don't know my expenses, I gotta buy bigger plates and more baggies. Why you all Aggie? Respect the game, that should be it. What you eat don't make me. Where's the love? Where's the love?
That time
not quite. Christmas time is not quite here just yet, but in the studio it's raining, it's snowing money.
Christmas is a feeling.
There you go.
It's a state of mind. It's my favorite time of year.
You know, this is a bold choice for a playlist
in October or whatever month.
Yeah,
this is.
You know, this really, I admire you for this choice.
Well, living in New York City, like, Christmas is amazing in New York City because, you know, there's lights and trees, it snows every year, like it's like really like you see on TV and in movies and everything. So when I think about living in New York, that was always my favorite time of year. And this is actually a great song. Like, Vince Guaraldi is a great piano player, and like these albums are actually really good musical albums. So I wanted to do something that was a little different, but I also just thought this is such a good, it's a nice song. It's, yeah, good Christmas music.
Well,
good holiday music in the season.
I feel the spirit of giving has just swept right on into the studio.
Oh, is that why Robbie's here?
Well, if someone at home is listening and they want to support WYXR, they can go to WYXR.org. And trust me, you don't have to wait to the end of the year to give an
That's
amazing
right.
gift that is truly going to help people, truly going to great minds. You know, I think of someone like Devin, who is mm-hmm. our intern, who was just on Pastor Chip shows earlier. You know, I heard him, he did a whole show yesterday on his own for the first time. I mean, he's truly grown in time that he's interacted with WYXR. So, I mean, this is really meaningful to people. He's in college. Pastor Chip has grown, done leaps and bounds. I've seen in the short time that he's been on WYXR, 3 years, it can change someone no matter what walk of life they come from or what period of life that they are in. So I think that's fantastic. So yeah, Christmas time is here.
I hope so.
WYXR.org.
We got under the tree. But I couldn't bring us down for 6 minutes with this song, because this is a vibe, this song, and it's gonna, we had a good vibe going in here. We had some Outkast and some other upbeat stuff. So JB, this song, the next song on here is like, it also makes me think about being with my family, my wife. When I cook dinner, we put on music, and this is one of my favorite songs to cook dinner to, and it makes the kitchen, turns it into a disco.
All right, I'm really looking forward to
Let's
this.
Let's go.
WYXR.org to donate Disco Kitchen.
James.
That
you tell me a bit about that song there.
Well, the song is from West Side Story, Maria, Leonard Bernstein, I think, and Stephen Sondheim, and but that version is by Branford Marsalis and his father Ellis Marsalis, who put out an album. That album's probably 15-20 years old, but it's just the two of them together just playing songs with women's names in the titles. And so Maria qualifies from that standpoint. But JB, you're the same as me. Like, in this crazy life, like, I always say, like, I've had a life less ordinary. Like, we meet random people and you get to know these people who are like people we look up to, right? Like, and absolutely, like, people who are our heroes. And like I told you, like, one of the first concerts I went to was Sting, when Branford Marsalis was his sideman, basically. And then I got to know Branford and got to be where I communicate with them and stuff like that. And so when my son was born, they were like, you should play, you know, I read one of the 100,000 books my wife bought about having kids, how to be a parent and all this stuff. And one of the things was like, play lullabies when they go to sleep. And I did not want to play like kids bop or whatever that stuff is. So I started every night when he would go to sleep, I'd play Ellis and Branford Marsalis Loved Ones album from start to finish. And, we still do it. He's 10 years old now, and when it's bedtime, it's time to put on Branford and Ellis Marsalis and play the album. So, well, I feel like Branford's part of our house every day.
You know, I will say, you know, no, all respect to Kids Bop, please.
I think it has its own channel on Sirius, actually.
All right, I just want to make sure.
I'll take some Kids Bop smoke. Like, they can come to me.
All right, we're gonna move on to Check the Rhyme.
Well, from a tribe. Speaking of Quest. People we get to know,
yeah.
So I was working for NBA.com, NBA TV, and doing a podcast with my friend Sekou Smith, rest in peace, and Rick Fox, who used to play in the Lakers. And one day I wake up, and there's a DM on Twitter, and it says, hey, huge fan of your podcast, would love to come on and talk NBA, and it's from Fife from Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, and so I call Sekou, and he goes, he DM'd me too. And so we're like, this is unbelievable. Like, this is, you know, one of the bands that we grew up listening to and that changed how we feel about music and all these things. And Fife listens to us. So we had Fife on the podcast, and he came on, and then we went to California to do a road trip, and Fife came and met us and hung out with us. Wow. and all this stuff. And Sekou passed away during the COVID epidemic a few years ago. Yeah. And then we lost Fife right not long after that. And I think, again, a life less ordinary, a fortunate life. Like, somehow I'm still here. But Tribe Called Quest to me is like, I don't know, it doesn't get better than that.
I saw an amazing picture just yesterday. It was Tribe with Jarobi.
Yeah.
Mos Def, Michael Rapaport, not crazy yet, because they're all friends, of course. But Leonardo DiCaprio was hanging there too, all backstage doing a thing. I thought it was an amazing photo.
That is why.
All right, we're going to check the rhyme. We're going to check WYXR.org and see if Sharonda's still
give
in the
some
lead.
Money. Come on, y'all.
Give some money at WYXR.org. Check yourself, and we'll keep it rolling.
Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines, and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the 5-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you gots to
okay.
run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training, cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, y'all. Check the rhyme.
The presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper.
And me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey, yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock?
What?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optic presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the decorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
Yeah.
How about Tribe?
Tribe Called Quest. You know, the original tune you had was a war tour. We had, it was just my favorite Tribe song. And probably my first ever Tribe song that
really?
I remember. I definitely remember fun memories of that song. And they say JB's on the promo. I got to scratch that up every time I play it. We got some Memphis coming up now.
Yeah, well, I figured if we're going through like my life story or whatever, and then 6-7 years ago, we get to Memphis. And I was here for a year or two, and the Grizzlies lost the lottery. And we ended up sort of winning the lottery because we got John Morant.
Look at that.
And so I trying to find some Memphis song that sort of encapsulated Grizzlies and the Memphis current music scene and all that stuff. And Moneybagg Yo did this theme song for that Ja Morant, I don't even know what it was, like a documentary or something.
I know, I'm not even hip to this.
Yeah, he did this theme song this song's about Ja winning the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow. All right,
it's one of the few clean songs I could find too.
Oh, that's why I was stalling to make
sure
it's
clean. It's 100% clean. That's what's so different about it. But it's from a TV show, or I can't remember exactly what it was. That came out after Ja, I think, won the Rookie of the Year, Rookie Year.
Well, how about I say this, because I don't want to force you to say it, because I don't want you to have to answer to someone. But if you're a Grizzlies fan out there and you are excited about the synergy between our station and our amazing basketball team, about to get started with the regular season soon. And we're thinking about Ja as he's, you know, taking a little step away before he gets to play. Go ahead and donate, WYXR.org. You can be a part of our team. Mm.
Speaking of synergy, though, how about the Grizzlies? We have Derrick Rose this year, 16 years after he was here playing for the college team. And I, you know, we spoke to him at Media Day a couple weeks ago, and it was unbelievable. Like I've interviewed him since he was a rookie in the NBA. Yeah. And back then, like, you couldn't get him to talk. And now, like, we couldn't get him to stop talking. Like, and he, you know, he said, like, I didn't know how to express myself before. And it's really amazing to see, like, his growth, not even as a basketball player, just as a person in the last 16 years. Like, I'm so excited to have him as, like, part of this team this year. So.
And speaking of synergy between music and basketball, you got on your Al Green Grizzly shirt there.
We'll get to that.
All right, we'll get to that. All right, how about the Rookie of the Year? WYXR.org to donate to be with the winning team. Donate.
My city on my back, I got them ripping me. Heard me. Know I play with M's, must be stupid if she curved me. Dumb. Fitted hat and force and still be dressing like I'm serving. Trap. Rookie of the year, I got the ball and they got nervous. Spook. Remember having mask on way before Corona hit. Told 30 not to cross the plug, he went behind me, set the pick. I play like a beast, but my demeanor humble. Don't make me turn up. Go so hard, they got to retire my number. Big 12. Unranked underdog. Up. Train to go when I ball. Lost to turn to lessons, I can't see myself falling off. Nah. And I'm having accuracy, I pull up and shoot off the rip, off the hip, check the score, it's 20 zip. Swoosh, if you ain't got no check for me, don't check for me respectfully. I can't let my kid down, I'm building up my legacy. Ain't compete with nobody, I'm just trying to be a better me. Introduction about to show you something that you ain't never see. Go. Five rings, five chains, check. Two watches, that's 12. Drop. Come through and slam on you, I'm in the L. Before it's all said and done, let me make one thing clear. What? True to it, not new to it, I'm rookie of the year. Love the game, it relate to me best. I do. Work better under pressure when I'm put to the test. Go hard. Strategic how I move, I just treat it like chess. On point, team around the grill is on my Michelin nest. Straight from Memphis. Now I'm up, can't sleep on me. Nope. Take a risk to win, that's key. Go. Put a show on for them people, give them what they kinda see. Look. How you trying to teach me something? Huh? You ain't made it cross the street. Nope. I deserve the keys to it. I'm my city MVP. Swoosh, bad. If you ain't got no check for me, don't check for me respectfully. Nah. I can't let my kid down, I'm building up my legacy. Yeah. Ain't compete with nobody, I'm just trying to be a better me. Me introduction about to show you something that you ain't never see. Go. Five rings, five chains. Check. Two watches, that's 12. Come through and slam on you, I'm in the L. Before it's all said and done, let me make one thing clear. What? True to it, not new to it, I'm rookie of the year. Bad. True to it, not new to it, I'm rookie of the year.
Sorry, I have to turn the
you're
mic
good.
On. You're a better DJ than I am.
I don't know
already.
I don't know what any of those buttons do, except the red one seems to be mean you're not muted.
I will go ahead and say the one thing that you've done that most DJs don't do is you didn't overpack. You got just the right amount of music for this.
I checked with Liv. I was like, hey, is this? It's like 52 minutes. I figured I can talk a little bit. Yeah. We can, you know, try to get some money in here and all that in between.
That's why we got Liv coordinating things behind me. You know, yeah. I'll just be just in here loopy if not for Liv.
I could have done three times as many songs on this playlist, but I tried to, like, I'm an editor also, so sure. Like I tried to edit myself.
Well, that means we have to have you back soon to play.
Love to.
You definitely got bucked today. You got some bucks, but there's even more to be done between, you know, just this. Yeah. This is an amazing partnership and friendship. We appreciate all of you.
I appreciate you all letting me here, and it's fun. Like, this is actually a lot of fun to do.
Selfishly, I'll ask you on air about this new project with Russ Bengtson, because I really enjoyed the rollout of this new podcast.
So Russ, when I was at Slam Magazine, Russ Bengtson was the editor-in-chief. And then he eventually left and went to Complex, was the first sneaker editor there. But like Russ was really responsible for kind of the tone and voice of Slam in the heyday, like back in the late 90s, early 2000s, all that stuff. And so Russ wrote a book recently. It's called A History of Basketball in 15 Sneakers. And each chapter is the history of one sneaker and how it relates to basketball history in that time frame. It came out Tuesday of this week. But he sent me the advance of it a couple months ago, and I read it, and I was like, man, like, I'm a sneakerhead, and I was learning a lot reading this thing. It's almost like a textbook. Right. And I was like, Russ, like, this would be a great podcast series. So a couple of weeks ago, he flew down here for 4 days, and Russ and I recorded 16 podcasts, one for each chapter. The second podcast came out on Friday. It's about the Converse All-Star, the Chuck Taylor.
It was great. I watched it first thing when
Thank
I
you.
Yeah, yeah, it was fantastic.
It was hilarious. Like, I didn't know who Chuck Taylor was, and he's just a salesman. He was just a really good salesman. He was so good, they put his name on the shoe. He wasn't a basketball player at all. He's just a guy.
Just Chuck.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. But those are dropping every Monday and No, I'm sorry, every Tuesday and Friday for the next 7 weeks.
Awesome. Well, another Chuck to of note is Charles Chuck McKinney, who will be closing out the Get Buck competition later on. We also got Karen Hawkins on the hot seat. They're coming for you, man.
That's fine. I feel like we're not competing. We're all trying to, we're all trying to serve the same goal here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking I'm a team of, player, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And we thank you for putting up some great clutch points here. Are there any other things you're excited about this season?
Season meaning NBA season?
Yeah, I mean, if we can just or mark that time of year. You know, Memphis. Yeah, Memphis is excited for basketball.
I'm excited for basketball. I'm ready to get back to it.
Yeah.
My life for the last 20 years has kind of run from November to June, mm-hmm. like the start of the NBA season, and then might get summer off a little bit. So, I'm excited for that to all get here and be here really soon. So.
Well, we are excited for you, and Take Me to the River is a great way to close this thing on out. Tell me about Al Green and Take Me to the River.
I feel like Al Green sort of sums up my whole life experience and everything else. When I was working for the weekly newspaper in Atlanta, was in the 90s, is when Al Green first went back on the road to do his secular stuff. You know, he had mm-hmm. not done it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he was coming to Atlanta, and I asked my editor, I was like, hey, can I try to interview Al Green? She's like, sure, but I don't think he's doing interviews and stuff. So I got the Yellow Pages. I called the church here in Memphis, and just called the main number of the church. And I was like, hey, I would love to interview Reverend Al Green. And whoever the woman was who answered the phone said, okay, I'll give him the message. And I said, thank you, ma'am. I'm not expecting a call back, right?
Right.
The next day, I call again, same message, same woman answers. I was like, hey, I'm from the weekly paper in Atlanta. I would love to interview Reverend Al Green. Thank you. I'll give him the message. Every day for like 3 weeks, I called. This poor lady was very polite. I was very polite. It was playing a weird game. One day, I'm sitting at home. The phone rings. And I go, hello. And he goes, Lang, it's Reverend Al Green.
Right.
And he called me. And I was like, and I grabbed my tape recorder and my questions and everything. And he talked to me for an hour. And he was unbelievable.
Fantastic.
And he goes, hey, when I come to this show in a couple of weeks, I'd love to meet you. And I was like, okay. But he didn't say, like, I'll give you a backstage pass. He's just like, come backstage and meet me. And I'm like, all right. Like, how am I going to do it? So I had the poster, the album cover of him shirtless,
greatest hits. Yeah.
I brought two of those with me. I happened to see somebody I knew at the venue. They got me backstage. I get to his dressing room. He comes out, gives me a hug, smells like Old Spice, I remember.
Yeah.
And he signs it, the poster, to Lang, I love you, Reverend Al Green.
Oh, wow.
I hung that up in my living room in Atlanta. I hung it up in my living room in New York City, and now I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's hanging in my living room here in Memphis.
Oh, you can't beat it. Take Me to the River. Lang Whitaker, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And hey, even if it's not me, whoever, just donate. Come on. Everybody,
donate.
Don't be a cheapskate.
You can continue to donate and not be a cheapskate at WYXR.org. His words, not mine. Let's take him out by Take Me to the River. Thanks so much, Lang.
Thank you, guys.
Dedicate this song Junior Parker. A cousin of mine is gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name.